it's always been interesting over the kind of 35 some odd years that the course is out, how people, so many people who have come to the course having left religions, formal religions, you know, Judaism, Christianity, different forms of Christianity, because they didn't like the insanity of the thought system, which always involves some idea of sacrifice. And they end up doing the same thing with this course. Exact same thing. No, they have to do the workbook perfectly, otherwise Jesus will be angry. No, this course is demanding sacrifice. You know, I have to give up my body. I have to give up sex. I have to give up food. I have to give up pleasure. You know, it's nonsense. Of course, there's nothing about that. All you have to give up is guilt. But people end up projecting the same thought system, and they do with the course exactly what they did with their own religions. You know, that's why nothing has changed. You know, people in the course still judge. You know, still form cliques. You know, and their own particular forms of churches, whether they call themselves a church or not. They're the special loves and special hates, and all the judgments. Why? Because you can't change the form and expect it to be meaningful change unless you change the underlying thought system. That's why this course is such a powerful spirituality. It is so clear over and over and over again. Jesus is so clear and emphatic, you have to change your thought system. Seek not to change the world. Choose to change your mind about the world. Don't try and change other people. Change how you look at other people. Don't change your body. Change how you look at your body. That doesn't mean you can't do things with your body or change relationships or change jobs. It simply means when you do so with a different teacher. So that you're not doing it out of anger or depression or guilt or anxiety. We're terrified of present joining because that's what redemption means. You know, your real fear is of redemption. We're redeemed from the thought system of separation and guilt. Which means I no longer justify my perception of you as an enemy or as the special person without whom I can't exist. Whose love, whose attention, whose approval I need, without which I'll be miserable. Remember, special love and special hate in this course are exactly the same, just different forms. But we thrive on this. Specialness is our oxygen. It's what keeps us going. It's what sustains our lives. Because it keeps me alive as a body, as a person who has needs and who demands that these needs be met. And what we're terrified of is that we have no needs. In the holy instant, there are no needs. I don't need anything from you. I just need to forgive you for what you haven't done. I need to look at you through eyes that say you and I are the same.